My name is John Bezdacek, and I live in Red Wing, Minnesota, and I've lived here for 33 years. I came from a small town, and the reason I'm here is because of the Ben Franklin store. I came here in fall of 74 and then took the store over in March of 1975. They were going to close it, and we owned and operated six of these stores in southern Minnesota. And this one came up for sale, and my dad had bought it at the time and thought it'd be a good opportunity. So I came to town and worked the store for many years and met my wife here. And I got married in 1981, and I have four wonderful children and raised them all here, and they've all got raised in the dime store business. Back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, Ben Franklin was a real dominant store, and it always did well in almost all of the towns that they were in. And the last few years, we've been encroached with dollar stores, and they've taken some of our business. And along with Walmart and Target came in March of 2003, and that changed the complexity of my business here and probably a lot of the downtown stores here. So it kind of put us on the ropes a little bit. And it takes a while to bring it back. You have to change and be able to withstand the financial pressures that you have to go through when they come. So that's what we're kind of dealing with. I had a crew of like six people here, and my wife was with me also, and now it's just myself. So you can see I have no one to wait on customers or take care of departments anymore, because there just isn't money available for that. So you kind of start all over and bring in the stock that you can afford and just try to make the best of it. But it still does generate a little bit of income for me. But I've had to pick up a part-time job at night to try to supplement what we're doing. So it's not what I like to do, but it's what I need to do right now. I'd like to stay here. I raised my family here, and I mean, it's not that I couldn't live somewhere else. I could maybe live in New York, I don't know. but I've got the store and the building here, so I've got a liability here that I need to deal with, and if something would change there, I'd have to see where the job market would take me. You know, we were led to believe that when they come to town, you know, they bring 5% new business to the to the community. But you know, when you lose 50% of your sales the first year and then another 25%, that 5% doesn't mean anything. You know, all of the dime stores around this area have closed, and it's been because of the pretty much they call big box stores and dollar stores. So they seem to thrive, and we'll just keep fighting.